On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Merry Christmas to you and your family from the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. Learn more about this weekly sermon podcast at our website, capenazarene.org. This week, instead of a traditional sermon, Pastor John shares an imaginative retelling of how the fictional legend of the little drummer boy may have intersected with the lives of real biblical characters. We hope you enjoy this story and share it with your friends and family.
Holy Scripture tells us about Joseph and Mary and their journey to Bethlehem to give birth to the Savior. We are told how they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. We're told of the visitors that came to see the Christ child, the shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And we're told about the wise men who brought gifts from afar because they saw a great star in the sky. Legend, not Holy Scripture, tells us that there was another individual who came to see the baby, an individual whose stories we won't find in the pages of the Bible. And yet, while the legend of the little drummer boy may be entirely fictitious, there are great truths contained within its message. And it is that legend which I'd like to share with you tonight. It was dark outside when little Zach awoke. As he lay in bed, he realized what had awoken him, for he could hear a group of people talking as they passed by on the street outside. Zach got out of bed and slipped to the window, hoping not to awaken his parents. Immediately, Zach realized that this was no ordinary group of people passing by his house in the middle of the night, for these people were richly dressed, with servants to lead their camels. They had dark skin and were headed in the direction of Herod's palace. Zach could only assume that they must be visiting kings who had come to visit Herod. "Oh boy," Zach thought, "a parade! I love parades!" And so he did. The boy had always had a fascination with parades and costumes and bands. So great was his fascination that last year for his birthday, his parents brought him a drum so he could play in the parades when they came to town. And so, Zach did what any 12-year-old boy would do who plays drums in parades. He slipped over to the closet, opened it quietly so as to not awaken his parents, grabbed his drum and drumsticks, and crept to the door. He closed the door behind him, being careful not to let it squeak as it neared the threshold. And then, after he had snuck out of the house, being sure that his parents had not stirred, he marched right over to that parade, got right in line behind the last camel, and started banging away at his drum. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Poor Zach was not prepared for what happened next. He had forgotten that his parents were not the only people who were asleep in the city of Jerusalem. Candles were lit. Men leaned out their windows to see what was going on. People shouted, "Cut that rocket out!" And one person even threw a rock at Zach. But Zach kept on playing his drum. He wasn't going to miss out on this parade, not for his life. Even the three very important people tried to silence him. They turned around and gave him dirty looks, put their fingers to their lips. They scowled at him, but they could not keep Zach from playing his drum. One of them even sent his servant back to try to silence Zach. "What are you doing?" the servant asked. "It's the middle of the night." "I'm playing my drum for your parade," the boy answered. "Every parade needs a drum. You'll need me to announce your arrival at Herod's palace." "Please don't," insisted the servant. "You'll wake the whole village and wake King Herod as well. We don't need to have our arrival announced. Thank you very much." Zach didn't have a clever reply, and so he let the drum answer for him. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. People kept yelling out their windows. The wise men continued to scowl, and the servant tried to take his drumsticks away, but Zach would not quit. And so the parade wound its way through the quiet city streets, which weren't so quiet anymore. They continued on their way toward the palace. Plod, plod, plod went the camels. Step, step, step went the servants. Parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum went the noisy drum. Finally, the little parade arrived at the palace just an hour or two before dawn. Zach was insistent on staying with the parade, but the palace guards took his drum away and made him sit outside the palace gates while the great men from the east went in to have an audience with King Herod. So Zach waited and waited. He waited and he thought. He thought about the wise men scowling at him. He thought about the people yelling from their windows. And he thought about the person who threw a rock at him. He thought about the servant who tried to steal his drumsticks. And he thought about the guard who stood by the corner, watching him closely. "Why doesn't anybody like my drum?" the drummer boy thought. "It's a nice drum. It was bought just for parades, just like this one. Those men must be very important. They needed a royal welcome to our town. Why is everybody so grumpy tonight?" Well, after a while, the royal visitors came back out of the castle and got their camels and servants to the palace grounds. The guards reluctantly returned Zach's drum to its rightful owner as the scowling wise men tried to convince Zach that they would have a long journey ahead of them and they really didn't need a drummer boy to escort them. But Zach insisted, and he fell right in line behind the camels and their cargo. He marched down the center of the street banging on his drum. Parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum. He marched out of Jerusalem, following the parade all the way to Bethlehem. People in Bethlehem weren't any happier than the people in Jerusalem. Only now it was daytime, and so they stood on the side of the streets and made fun of him. They made fun of his clothes and made fun of his drum, calling it a silly plaything. Some of the neighborhood kids even threw clods of mud at him, just to add to the insult. But Zach kept playing for his parade of very important people. He proudly marched down the street right behind the parade. Plod, plod, plod went the camels. Step, step, step went the servants. Parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum went the noisy drum. And this continued all the way to the outskirts of town. The sun had just set, and Zach realized that there was a beautiful star in the sky. He didn't know how he had missed it the night before. Perhaps he had been too busy playing his drum. As he looked up at the sky, he realized that the important people were looking carefully at the star as well, and that they were walking right toward it. It got brighter and more brilliant until it was almost as light as day, and the parade continued to walk. Plod, plod, plod went the camels. Step, step, step went the servants. Parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum, parapapum-pum went the noisy drum. Zach realized that they were getting closer to their destination as he saw the star seem to set upon the rooftop of a simple little house. At this point, everything changed. The servant who had put up with the banging drum all night long came back to Zach and, this time trying a different approach, said, "Thank you for your services tonight. We have arrived at our destination and we no longer need you to play your drum. Please stop now while my masters bring homage to a new king." Zach, having tired of playing the drum all through the night and all through the day, stopped playing. And then he had a most marvelous idea. The servant had just said something about a new king, and he was here. Perhaps he could peer in through the window and see this king. And so, as the wise men made their way through the front door of the house, Zach crept round the side, hoping for a glimpse into the living room of the house. And what he saw amazed him. These three grown men, richly dressed, knelt on the dirt floor in front of a baby. Zach couldn't believe his eyes. He watched as each of the men brought out a gift. The light glinted off the shiny gold, and the air was filled with the aroma of sweet spices. "It can't be," he thought. "Those men are giving those expensive gifts to a baby. That must be one very important baby." As Zach looked through the window, he wondered what he could give the king. He didn't have any gold or spices. Even if he went home, he couldn't find anything there that was worthy of giving to this king. But here he was in the presence of a great king, and he had nothing to bring. So Zach slumped down outside the house. He cried, for he had nothing of value to offer the king. He cried and he sobbed as the three men bowed down to the baby. Soon Zach realized that the men had left the house and were getting ready to leave again. Zach just didn't have the heart to grab his drum and play for them as they left town. "My drum," Zach thought. "I know what I'll give that baby. I'll play my drum for him." And Zach started to get up, excited to know that he had a gift for the baby king inside the house. And just as Zach began to strap his drum over his shoulder, he remembered. He remembered the people yelling out the windows. He remembered the wise men scowling at him and the servant who tried to take his drumstick away. He remembered the children who threw mud at him and King Herod's guards who had taken his drum away for a while. "That baby doesn't want to hear my drum," he thought. "Babies don't like loud noises any better than grumpy old men, wise men, or palace guards do. Forget it." And Zach started to trudge off home toward Jerusalem. "Boy," the voice behind him said, "can I help you? Are you lost?" Zach looked back and saw the mother of the baby. She had come outside to watch the wise men leave and had spotted him outside the house. Zach started to run away, but something stopped him. Perhaps it was the memory of that bright star above the house. It might have been the knowledge that it was a long way home to Jerusalem, and maybe this kind lady had some food to offer him. Or maybe it was a voice inside him that told him to stop. Zach turned around, his head hung and his shoulders hunched over. Tears continued to flow down his face as he looked at the beautiful lady before him. I don't have anything to bring the king," he stammered. "Only I could play for him on my drum. But nobody likes it when I play my drum." And Mary, with kindness in her eyes, looked at the poor disheveled boy in his tattered clothes and welcomed him into her house. He wiped the tears from his eyes and started slowly and quietly. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. And as Zach looked in wonder, he saw a smile spread across the face of the great king who was pleased with Zach's simple gift. And that, my friends, is the legend of the little drummer boy. While the legend stops there, people throughout the ages have always wondered, what happened to little Zach? Did he grow up? Did he get married and have children? Did he play in great parades and for wonderful kingly processions? What happened to the little drummer boy, nobody knows for sure, but I like to imagine it went a little something like this. Zach grew up and played his drum in many wonderful parades. He played for royalty and he played for national holidays. He played his drum in the morning and he played his drum in the evening. But he never again played his drum in the middle of the night, for he knew what the reaction would be. People loved to hear Zach play his drum during the day. And Zach never forgot the special gift that he was able to give that baby king. 6 years after Jesus' birth, when Zach was 18, he got married to a beautiful bride. They had a wonderful life together. They never were very wealthy, but their house was always filled with love. For the same humble boy who gave a simple but noisy gift of love to the newborn king grew into a man of humility who gave gifts of love to all he met. Before Zach reached the age of 30, he died from a serious illness. He was survived by his beautiful wife, who continued to live in poverty. She cherished Jack's drum and treasured his memory in her heart. Whenever she looked at the drum in the closet, she remembered the story that Zach had told her about the baby who smiled at his drum playing. And when she thought of that story, she remembered to always give of her best, even if it didn't quite seem good enough. One day, Zach's widow went to the temple. There was a great teacher there by the name of Jesus. He had caused quite a stir in town with his teaching and his miracles. She watched in awe as he taught about paying taxes to Caesar and about what would happen at the resurrection of the dead. Soon the time came for the collection to be taken. All who had gathered in the temple would pass by a box and deposit their gifts in the box. Now, Zach's widow always felt a little insecure at this time, for she had very little to give. Indeed, today all she had was 2 copper pennies. That was all the money left in the house. But she timidly got in line to walk past the box. She watched as rich people made a show of the amount of money they dropped in the box. They had brought as many gold coins as they could so others could admire them as the coins glittered and clanged into the temple treasury. Soon it was the widow's turn to deposit her money. She walked past the box and very quietly slipped her 2 pennies into the box. As she walked away, she realized that the teacher was looking at her and talking about her. Her heart skipped a beat, and she was filled with shame at the size of her gift. But not to fear, for she soon saw upon the face of the teacher the very same smile that her husband Zach had seen many years ago as he had unknowingly played his simple drum for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. We hope you've enjoyed this fictional tale of The Little Drummer Boy. May the truths contained in the story inspire you to give your very best to God this year. We'd love to hear from you. Can you write to Pastor John at pastorjohn@capenazarene.org? May God bless you as you serve him this Christmas season.